A new videotape, including a clip of Osama bin Laden, was shown on the Arab network Al Jazeera today. The excerpt was undated, and U.S. officials say the bin Laden footage may be old. The tape also includes what seems to be a farewell message from one of the September 11th hijackers, promising to kill Americans in their heartland. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The Al Jazeera editor says his network received the videotape about a week ago. He said it's entitled The Last Will and Testament of the New York and Washington Battle Martyrs, and the title shot included photos of the 19 hijackers. The videotape would therefore seem to confirm that the 19 hijackers identified by the U.S. government were in fact the men responsible for the September 11th attacks. The clip aired on Al Jazeera and rebroadcast with translation on CNN included a commentary from a man identified by Al Jazeera as Ahmed Al-Hasnawi, one of the 19 hijackers. Al-Hasnawi suggests in the clip that he intends to die as a martyr on a mission to kill Americans.
And it is time to kill the Americans on their own ground, amongst their families and soldiers.
The videotape also includes shots of Osama bin Laden kneeling next to his deputy, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Al-Zawahiri is shown speaking, praising the September 11th attacks as a great victory. Osama bin Laden does not speak, at least not in the excerpt shown on Al Jazeera. The network says the full videotape will air later in the week. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said today he saw what seems to be the same videotape yesterday. He did not see a translated version of the broadcast, but those who showed him the tape, Rumsfeld says, suggested that most of it, at least, was filmed last year.
I was advised that what I was watching very likely was using a patchwork of clips from previous periods, along with some dialogue of more recent periods, or commentary from more recent periods, I should say.
The Al Jazeera editor is quoted today as saying at least the narration on the videotape is fairly recent, referring, for example, to an Arab League summit held last month. Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri have not been heard from in months. U.S. officials say they don't know whether they're dead or alive and in hiding. The release of a new videotape, Rumsfeld said, could suggest an effort by current al-Qaeda leaders to, in his words, inject some more energy into what they're doing.
Maybe they're trying to let the world know that the senior people are still alive and well. Maybe they're trying to pretend to the world that they're still alive and well, even though they're not. Maybe they're trying to take advantage of the concern about Palestinians in the Arab world by trying to play off that.
The new bin Laden tape comes amid signs of increased combat activity in Afghanistan. Over the weekend, a convoy carrying U.S. and Afghan forces came under fire from hostile forces. And on both Saturday and Sunday, there were rocket-propelled grenade attacks close to a U.S. airfield near the town of Khost in eastern Afghanistan. Finally, there was a serious accident involving U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan today. Four soldiers were killed and one was injured while they were trying to dispose of unexploded ordnance. Defense officials say a 107-millimeter rocket exploded while the team was trying to destroy it. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.